Chairman of the Broadcasting Corporation, Ian Cross, says the success of public service radio has been embarrassing and, like the success of the listener, could mean its failure. Mr. Cross told the National Press Club in Wellington that broadcasting success has resulted in attempts from political, legal and other media standpoints to undermine and denigrate it in a manner reminiscent of the destabilisation tactics of the Nixon regime. On the subject of private radio, Mr. Cross questioned what contribution it has made to the community.
What has private radio done with its money earned in its flashy years? What has it built on the foundation of initial audience interest and support? What contribution to the identification and service to the community needs by broadcasting? What program ideas and execution? What training for the industry? What new wave of broadcasters equipped for the new communication needs of New Zealand in the 80s has it produced? And let me ask you finally, what contribution has it made to journalism? Now, I'm not going to answer those questions, I just asked them. I emphasise, though, that private radio retains good examples of private enterprise as part of the broadcasting scene. My hope is that, as we got our act together to face new circumstances some years ago, circumstances which they produced, the whole of private radio will see what they must do by way of genuine commitment to broadcasting in a wider sense and not just judge it solely as a newfangled profit machine. This is in their own and the public interest. It is not in trying to drag us down. So this is where I think the interrelationship of power, politics, public and private enterprise and the press has brought us today. All parties to it should reflect their own part in the situation before it deteriorates further. And I'll sum up my points in conclusion. That public broadcasting today is vital to the future role and status of journalism. And I say to my newspaper friends, when they observe what is happening to it over the next few years, do not send to know for whom the bell's toll. For whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee. It is suffering, public broadcasting, acutely from the failure of political parties to arrive at some kind of consensus and resolve how it should be conducted and made accountable to Parliament. That this indecision is producing bad results for both public and private sectors, and that broadcasting is bearing the brunt of the struggles of power and politics over the place, not just of broadcasting in New Zealand, over the place of the news media in New Zealand.
Ian Cross, Chairman of the Broadcasting Corporation, speaking in Wellington.